Tov Reish Lamed Aleph Sif Yud. Sukkah She'ein Lo Gag. Going Shavuot Tzvonis Sukkah Zu Kamin Swif. Obviously, a sukkah that has no roof on it is possible, but the reason why it doesn't have a roof is because it's like a tent that the walls come to a point. They join each other on top, so there's no distinct point that becomes a roof. Just the walls themselves slap and become a roof. Or if he tilted the wall of the sukkah to another wall, so even though it's made out of kosher schach, it's possible. You have to have walls and schach, each one independent. So here we see a chiddush that even though in this land part of it's going to be used for schach and part of it's going to be used for the walls, it's still kosher. Because as long as you have an area of this structure that you can define as part wall and part schach, that's good enough. So as long as you have a gag tefach on the top, or you have kosel going vertical before the slant on the bottom, each one is good. Like I said, it's a very big chiddush because the ma'aser part of the shipur is going to be used for the schach also. The Rambam says, "Yishoyimim she'tefach loy tia aveh rak min ha'tefen oy schach." That tefach that's going vertically cannot be aveh. You know, you can't just suspend the tilted wall one tefach above the ground. So she'yebo zayin tefach zayin tefachim b'goyim yitfachim. And you also need to be wide enough that when you go 10 tefachim up, it's still 7 tefachim by 7 tefachim wide, because you have to have the shir sukkah up to 10 tefachim. So it's mitamasachaben. Once you get up to 10 tefachim and you want to use that as schach, it has to be from kosher schach, dohem schach, since you're using them as schach. Ve'im kol hatfonis mitamasachaben, ambutulishan apil tachas hatfonis. If the walls are made of something that you can make schach out of it and you can sleep underneath the walls, which is a very big chiddush, because if it's a wall, it's not a schach, you have to sit underneath the schach. We look at it as if that even the extension that's going out is considered underneath the schach. In other words, only have schach on top. So if you have schach posel on the top, so you're underneath the schach posel. There's nothing horizontally above you, just an angle coming down from the schach on top. That's all considered within the domain of the schach on top. The truth is, that's not enough though, because here it says that if that thing on the slant is possible for schach, then it won't tell. So, he means if you're sleeping under the slanted part of it, even though it is an extension of the doifen, but since it's also kosher schach, it's good. The question is if it's also under the area which is less than 10 tefachim above the ground. It could be it's only the area which is more than 10 tefachim above the ground. Because once it's less than 10 tefachim above the ground, we have to use it as a wall. The ma'aser, if the funnels are made out of something which is kosher v'schach, you can't sleep underneath them, even in the air which is less than 10 tefachim.